When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Matt over at Epic Real Estate. Glad you made it. Happy Friday to you. I've got a really special episode of Financial Freedom Friday for you today. I'm going to show you how to build a scalable real estate investing business, the type of business that is going to work with you or without you, the type of business that's really going to create some freedom for yourself. Now, there is a document that you're probably going to access to follow along with the video, and you can get that document for free at reiaceframework.com. I don't need your email or anything like that. It's nothing like that. You just go click and it's an instant download. And go do that and then follow along and fill in the blanks. And by the time you're all done, you'll have a recipe, so to speak, for what it's going to take to create a scalable real estate investing business for yourself. All right. So have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday and enjoy the video. Take care.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Hi, glad you're here. This is a picture here of the ACE framework, and you can download a copy of it below. So go ahead and follow along with me and fill in the blanks, and by the time we're done, you'll know exactly what it takes to create a scalable real estate investing business for yourself. My name is Matt Terrio, and I am a full-time real estate investor with more than 1,000 transactions to my name. My company is Epic Real Estate, and I have one of the more popular real estate investing podcasts on iTunes, Epic Real Estate Investing, just so you know who I am if this is the first time we're meeting. So why would you want to follow the ACE framework to build a scalable real estate investing business? I mean, why is this important? Well, here's the problem. You see, for most aspiring real estate investors, most jump into real estate for the purpose of either creating a new income or supplementing or completely replacing an existing one. And real estate has drawn them in based on the wealth and the financial freedom it has provided for more people than anything else. However, when you get this part wrong, you're going to find you've created a job for yourself, and not an easy one at that. Additionally, it's a job based on limits of one's time and effort. And that can really be frustrating for people. I mean, jumping out of the frying pan into the fire is an expression I've heard more than once from frustrated investors. But when you get this part right, you will be following in the footsteps of the wealthiest 1% of the population. How 74% of them built and sustained their wealth by building a real estate investing business that is not limited by their time and their effort, not limited by your time or effort. A business that can handle volume at a high level, producing very large profits. That's what you raised your hand for when you decided you wanted to be a real estate investor, right? Exactly. And that's the result you get when you build a scalable business. And I'll use this framework to show you how we built a business like this for ourselves and how we do it for others. So the ACE framework is based off of three pillars: attract, convert, and exit. So we start with attracting leads, because most real estate investors, they don't have a system for attracting consistent leads. And when they don't, they're left with very limited or even zero opportunity. Next, you have to convert the opportunity into a contract, because most real estate investors, they don't have a system for converting their leads into deals. And if you don't, what you have here is zero control. Then next, you have to exit the deal, because most investors are one-trick ponies. They know one exit strategy. They don't know all of their options. And when your business looks like that, deals constantly get away from them, and they're left with zero profit. So let's pause for a second. Which are you dealing with most? Is it zero opportunity, zero control, or zero profit? And why? You know, if you're struggling with opportunity, you need to automate your lead generation. If you're struggling with control, you need an offer writing and conversion system. And if you're not closing or profiting from every deal you find, you need multi-exit deal analysis. But when you can attract and convert, what you get here, this is where you get paid. This is your money. You've heard the expression, you make your money when you buy real estate. And that's where this happens, attracting and converting. And when you can attract and exit, What you get here is you get confidence. And it's confidence that will produce consistent activity and keep you on what I call the success cycle. And then when you can convert and exit, what you get here, you get freedom. This is where all of the wealth and financial independence that real estate provides comes to fruition for you. So how do you make this happen? How do you pull it off? Well, there are three components to each of these pillars to bring the entire scalable business together. To attract opportunity, you first have to find property owners with problems. You gotta find the problems, and here's why. You see, when a property owner has a problem, they will exchange their equity for peace of mind. And typically, the bigger the problem, the more equity they're willing to give to you. I mean, know this, 95% of all property sales are by sellers who want to sell. In your business, you want to attract the 5% of property owners that need to sell. The sellers in distress. That's financial distress, personal distress, and or the property itself is in some sort of distress. So once you've located these property owners with problems, you then need to promote to them a solution. And you want to promote the solution in as many ways as you can via multiple forms of online and offline marketing. I mean, most people think we're in the real estate investing business. No, we're really in the marketing business. All right, so now that you're finding property owners with problems, you're promoting solutions to them, you then want to automate and delegate that entire process, which can be easily done, but you've got to get that automated and delegated so it happens automatically. All right, so let's check in real quick. Let's see how you're doing in these three areas. And you'll notice at the bottom right-hand corner of this page, a traffic light. You'll see a red, a yellow, and a green light, right? Just like a normal traffic light. And I want you to grade yourself in each of these areas using those colors. Green meaning you've got this part dialed in, the yellow meaning you've got it down partially, but you know you could improve here, and red meaning you've got nothing here. You need big help in this department, all right? Now, if you don't have colored pens, that's okay. You can use a check mark for green, a slash for yellow, and you can use an X for red, all right? So color this section right here green or place a check mark if finding property owners with problems is not a challenge for you. Color this section yellow or place a slash if you do manage to find some property owners with problems every now and then, but you could afford to find more. Or color this section red or place an X if you struggle to find other people or people other than those that want top dollar for their property. All right, so next, color this section green or place a check mark if you've got great solutions that you're consistently placing in front of property owners with problems. Color it yellow or place a slash if you're making a connection between problem and solution. You know, you do that every once in a while, but you could afford to do more. And color this section red or place an X if you're not connecting with sellers, you're not even getting appointments with sellers. That's what red is here. All right, next, this section. Color it green or place a check mark if you're completely removed from the process of lead generation and sorting. I mean, it's all done for you and works like clockwork. That's what green is. Color it yellow or place a slash if some of your lead generation is automated, but you're still doing more here than you'd probably like to. And then color this section red or place an X if you're doing all of this work by yourself. Right, so how are you doing? Where are you green? Where are you yellow? Where are you red? You know, I don't think I have to tell you that the beginnings of a scalable business must all be green in this attraction pillar of your business. This is where it begins. I mean, consistent business is a result of consistent lead generation. You know, so regardless of what you see on your paper and where you stand, you are now very clear as to what needs your immediate attention, right? And also what doesn't. So we'll go ahead and we'll continue in just a second, but this would be a really good time to share with you that starting Monday and for the entire week, I'll be conducting a free course on using a proven technology that you can implement to turn all three of these sections green. In fact, you can sign up for it right now. You can do that right now if you'd like. You should see a registration button below this video, so you can do that right now. All right, let's keep going. Next, convert. You've got to convert your opportunities into contracts to make your money. No contracts, no deals. So to convert effectively and consistently, you do that first by building rapport. Second, by presenting your offer. And third, getting the signed contract or getting a signed contract. So let's see how you're doing here in these three areas. Color this section green or place a check if you have absolutely no problems making friends with sellers and earning their trust. That's what green is. Color it yellow or place a slash if you connect with sellers, you know, enough to get by, but you can see where you could capture some extra deals if you were just a little better at relating with the sellers. And then color this section red or place an X if you find meeting with sellers really awkward and they're frequently reluctant to take that next step with you. That's what red is, all right? Now when it comes to presenting your offer, color it green or place a check mark here if all your presentations go smoothly. Whether getting a no or a yes, doesn't mean you get an agreement every time. Whether you get a no or a yes, the seller understands how the price and terms, that how they came to be, and gives your offer serious consideration. That's green. Color it yellow or place a slash if you win some, you lose some, but you know, if you were a little bit better at answering questions and handling objections, you'd probably get you'd win some more than you lose, right? So color this section red or place an X if you struggle with even putting the offer together and you second guess yourself constantly whether you're offering too much or not. That's what red is. Okay? So now the real moment of truth, where the money is made, getting the contract signed. So color it green or place a check mark here if you've got a solid contract that you're really comfortable with and you get everything right up to this point. You've got no issues getting the seller to sign the contract. Color the section yellow or place a slash if you're a little unconfident about your contract. And the seller will often push back, and although you manage to get some contract signed, you often feel it's in spite of yourself. All right, so color it red or place an X if it seems as if no matter what you do, the seller never signs the contract. And when they do, you actually feel it's probably as if they're doing you a favor. That's what red is. So how are you doing here? Where are you green? Where are you yellow? Where are you red? I mean, there's real power and clarity, and right now you are getting more and more clear as to what parts of your business need your attention the most, right? And also, what doesn't need your attention? Again, real quick, I invite you to register for this new training that I'm going to be conducting this week, starting Monday, and I'm going to show you this new proven technology that's going to turn every one of these sections of your business green for you. So feel free to sign up for it right now by using the registration below. All right, let's finish this up. Next. Exit. Now, I said this in the beginning, you make your money when you buy real estate and you get paid when you exit. And to exit, you have three options. You can flip, you can hold, or you can finance. So if flip is your exit strategy, color this section green or place a check here if you have ample sources of money for purchase, ample sources of money for rehab, and you've got a list, a giant list of ready, willing, and able cash buyers. That's what green is. Color it yellow or place a slash here if money is limited and or it's really expensive and it often kills the deal, of which results in you typically being nervous about buying a property because you don't want to get stuck with it. And color this section red or place an X here if you don't have the funds to buy the property or you don't know how to find buyers for it even if you did. Next, hold. Color this section green or place a check here if you have great lending relationships, you've got property management in place, and you've got cash reserves for emergencies. That's what green is. Color it yellow or place a slash here if you know if you try hard enough, you can sometimes find the money, and as long as nothing catastrophic happens, you can do a decent job of managing your properties. And color it red or place an X if you don't have a source of long-term funding, and even if you did, you know, if the tenant were to miss a month's rent, you're probably going to miss the mortgage payment too. That wouldn't be good. That's what red is. All right. Lastly, but not least, but not by any means, and actually this is becoming my favorite exit strategy as I'm able to get the best of both the flip and the hold worlds this way. So color the section green or place a check if you're clear and you're proficient at multiple creative acquisition and exit strategies of leveraging other people's money and creating large amounts of arbitrage for yourself. Color this section yellow or place a slash that, you know, if you stumbled upon just the right deal and the seller was flexible enough, you'd probably figure it out. And then color this section red if you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know what arbitrage is and you're wondering how do you make money financing property if you don't have any finances of your own in the first place. All right, so that's what red is. How do we do? What does your current business look like? Where are you green? Where are you yellow? Where are you red? Well, see, this is the ACE framework that creates a scalable business that will work with or without you. Now, you can take this framework, post it up in your office somewhere, and get to work. Get to work trial by error on turning each section green. Or you can plug each area into a new proven technology that will accomplish more in the next 89 days than most will do in the next 12 months. And this is a technology for every real estate investor who needs to find discounted property consistently, convert these properties into contracts, and execute just the right exit strategy for maximum profit, but can't really figure out where to begin or what to do next to get there. Here's the truth you need to know about real estate investing. In fact, here's the biggest problem you face right now. It's the lack of belief that you can be a successful real estate investor and build a business like the one I just showed you. But that's not the end of the problem. It actually gets worse. Why? Well, because real estate is the final frontier where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating real wealth, where the average person can do that. Which means you really just don't stand a chance at any sort of financial freedom unless you incorporate real estate in some capacity within your financial plan. Whether that's actively or passively, whether you do it yourself or whether you have someone else do it for you. And worst of all, most people can't get past the idea that real estate is risky and really difficult. But luckily for you, there is now a real proven solution to your problem. So if you're an aspiring real estate investor who really needs to know what to do next to get to your next level, but can't figure out where to begin, here's the solution that you've been looking for. Next week, I'm holding a brand new free training that's gonna help you. It's gonna help you build a real estate investing business, part-time or full-time, that works with or without you, so you can grow without the time, the effort, and the money limits, without those constraints. It's gonna show you how to create a plan of attack that will actually work, so you can finally start making some progress financially, for real this time. It's gonna show you how to turn your weaknesses into strengths so you can absolutely crush whatever challenge is thrown at you. It's gonna show you how to get twice as many offers accepted so you can make your money twice as fast. It's gonna show you how to generate cash and cash flow with every deal you do using none of your own money and none of your credit so you can exit the proverbial rat race in a fraction of the time that 99% of the population is currently going about it. And it's gonna give you all of that and much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results in less time than it takes to lose a few pounds. And this training is free. So again, if you're an aspiring real estate investor that wants to supplement or replace the income from their job, understand this. The rules of money and financial freedom have changed, and investing in real estate is the best way to adapt and overcome these changes. You see, you don't need another job. You need a business. This new revolutionary training is free for this week only. All right? Click the button below to register, then watch your inbox, and I'll see you soon, all right? Register now before it's too late. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.